In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dry bones, bodies with no breath in them. What an image we have in our text. Dry, breathless bones on a valley floor. This is a metaphor for the children of Israel in exile, and it is a very vivid one indeed. It is a metaphor that well conveys the depth of the reality of the hopelessness of the people of God, exile in a far-off land. But then the bones come to life, and breath animates the bodies. The bodies live again. That is, the people of God come to life, as it were, given new hope by the God who rescues them, and they return to their land after their exile in Babylon is done. But what a metaphor this truly is. No metaphor is mere. You know that bad phrase, mere metaphor. No metaphor is mere, and especially this one. By God's design and action, it begins to resonate, to build, to become even more vivid as history moves on and comes to a head in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It becomes even more vivid as it becomes literal, as a literal description of reality, as a literal description that goes from strength to strength. Consider God's action in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. First, a young girl is raised from the dead by the forth speaking, the prophesying in the words of Ezekiel of our Lord, bones not dry, but no breath left in her, the daughter of Jairus. Next, a young man is raised up by the forth speaking Lord, dead for several days. Bones not dry, but rigor mortis having set in. No breath within him, the widow's son at Nain. Then Lazarus, the Lord's good friend. He is raised from the dead, bones beginning to dry as decay sets in. No breath left by the forth speaking of the Son of God. And finally, the really literal coming to life of dry and death, breathless bones at the crucifixion of our Lord, Matthew 27. And the tombs opened, and many bodies of the saints asleep were raised. And having come out of their tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. Dry bones. No flesh bones, no breath bones, literally coming to life again, literally graves being opened in the words of Ezekiel and going into the holy city, Jerusalem, in the land of Israel. And all done in connection with the crucifixion of our Lord, when at his death he sent out, released his pneuma, his breath, his spirit, his ruach, in the words of Ezekiel, who says in chapter 37, verse 9, "Come, O breath, ruach, that they may live." How appropriate is this message in the midst of Lent, in the midst of suffering and death, in the midst of death which gives birth to life. But did I say finally just before? That's not really right. There will be one more step, and it's a step we've already seen. On Easter Day, Jesus arose from death with new breath, new life, as Paul says in Romans chapter 1, according to the Spirit of holiness from the resurrection of the dead. But this time, a real new life, a life that will never die. Not another sinew, skin, breath rehabilitation, but a new and different body and life, one which will never die. A body and life we too shall have. As Paul says in Philippians chapter 3, we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will change our lowly body to be of the same form as his glorious body. Then Ezekiel 37 will achieve its full, final, literal fulfillment through our Lord Jesus Christ. Rejoice, therefore, brothers and sisters in the Lord, even in this time of Lent. For we have been dry, lifeless bones, metaphorically, dead in trespasses and sins. We remember that in Lent. And we will be dry, lifeless bones, literally, when we meet our literal grave. And we remember that in Lent. But our dry bones already live metaphorically, animated by the Holy Spirit. And these dry, lifeless bones will literally live again, raised by the power of God at the resurrection day. I don't know about you, but it can be really hard to wait. Amen.